right. It is almost 7, I mean, excuse me, almost 8 a.m. It is 7:59 with just a couple of seconds left before the 8 a.m. hour. And you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. And, well, I'm Tall Feathers, your host. The show is Intertribal. It comes to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m. And I'm being joined in studio by some of the longest walkers. The three that have Dennis Banks has already called in. So if you just tuning in, you missed that. Thank you, Dennis, very much for reaching out and taking time out while you're walking into Emporia. So they're on their way. They hope to be there soon. And then I've got some other walkers here in studio with me. I'm going to go to some music while we get a little more organized. Please Sign Here was the last song that I had played, but I already announced that. I do want to share, before I go on to some music, I do want to share with you a very strong young lady is out promoting the awareness of epilepsy. And there is a Patriot, PH Patriot 5K run walk that's going to take place Thursday, July 7th at the Patrick Henry High School in Ashland, Virginia. There is early registration, and of course, you can also register when you get there. But there are some fees associated with this, so be sure to reach out. I can give you that phone number. Hold on. I didn't find it on the paper. My apologies. All right. Well, I'll give you that information. It's the school basically is 12449 West Patrick Henry Road in Ashland, Virginia, and entries must be postmarked by July 1st. So today is Saturday the 2nd. I guess it's a little late, but I'm sure if you showed up, you could register while you just showed up. So if you want to do something fun and learn about epilepsy and what that it's, you know, it's stages and different. There's so many different types of epilepsy out there. You can get educated and also support this important mission. All right, let's go ahead. I'm going to launch my next CD. And then we'll get back with the walkers in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.rir.org. All right, and that was Sun Path by R. Carlos Nakai, William Eaton, and Will Clipman with Dancing Into Silence CD. All right, joining me in studio, you're listening, first of all, you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM if you're just tuning in. And I've got Longest Walkers, the organizer of the Northern Route, Christopher Francisco. Welcome, Christopher. How are you?
Oh. Thank you. I'm doing fine.
You're doing
good. Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Richmond. Welcome to Virginia. Welcome to the East Coast.
Thank you.
The Northern Route got started where?
Northern Route started from Portland, Oregon on February 14th.
Okay, so both routes got started February 14th. Uh-huh. And I understand the Northern Route was the smaller route as far as the number of people.
Yeah, we started off with 11 people.
Okay.
Yeah, and two vehicles. That was it.
So you started, that is small, but the message, the perseverance wasn't small, the effort wasn't small. You had, what weather did you have to face?
We started off from Portland, Oregon in the morning of February 14th with a lot of rain. It rains all the time, and we don't get too much snow in Portland. And so it rains all the time, and it just came down like cats and dogs.
Ah, oh wow. So, and how have you been met along the journey?
We've been well received. A lot of people came out, you know, like a lot of students, mm-hmm. you know, like the kids came out, you know, that's what we prayed for, you know, to talk to a lot of the youth, the seventh generation, because you know, they're the ones that are coming up next, and yeah. you know, we have to catch them at an early age, you know, like in elementary school. And we went to a lot of those elementary schools along the way on the tribal reservations, and they're very very good kids, and they listened. You know, the mm-hmm. teachers were very surprised when we came through. They would say, "Man, they won't listen to us," but they sure did listen to you guys. You know, because we we talked a lot about. You know, our survival, and mm-hmm. we talked a lot about their elders, and we talked a lot about their parents, their uncles, and we told them, you know, just told them the honest truth about diabetes, what causes, you know, what happens to you when you eat a lot of sugar and bad food, you know, and you don't eat, you know, a lot of vegetables. And we encouraged them, and, you know, telling them to take your uncles, your mom, and your dad out for a walk. Because,
yes.
you know, you have to, somebody has to inspire the people. I mean, sometimes, you know, the motivation and inspiration is not there. You know, it's like you kind of like on a res with no job, you know, like mm-hmm. you're just sitting there and, you know, there's a lot of problems going on. But these kids were telling them, you know, like go out and, you know, grab your, you know, mother by the hand. If they're diabetic, you know, say, "Mama, I want, you know, come out with me. I want you to live longer for me.
Yes.
I want you to see my grandkids and take them outside and go for a walk." And we, along the way, we, you know, a lot of people walk with us and they would say, "Man, I didn't even know 2 miles was that far." It really isn't that far. If you really walk 2 miles, it's not that far.
It isn't.
But
that
it's
far.
Just the point where people don't want to, you know, get up and get off the couch or get away from the TV and go outside. So the kids, you know, we're telling them, you know, grab them by the hand, take them outside. If it takes that much, you know,
yeah.
man, you got to be totally just all out for it, or else, you know, we're not going to survive, man.
Right. I mean, I was just going to say, it's life you're talking about.
Right.
It's life or death. It
yeah,
literally is to that point. If all the facts that Dennis brought forward
exactly.
is probably more than what is even being stated, really, it is a battle of life and death.
It is. It is. And we've gone on this while. We sacrificed 5 months of our life to go out there in the snow, in the rain, tornadoes, to tell people that, to tell the young people, to tell the elders. You know, we have to tell them, you know, we did it in a good way, you know, the best
yes.
way we can do it, the best way we can talk to another human being with care and, you know, with concern. Because, you know, I don't know how else we're going to do it, but we have to do it ourselves. And in Navajo, we say, "Akwijit all day, yaha. Only you can do it. Only you can do it, man. We can walk and, you know, talk to the great white father in Washington mm-hmm. about all this and that, but when it comes down to it, Akwijit all day, yaha." That's what the old people used to say. And that's what it's going to take, is every one of us, each one of us, even the young people, taking their grandparents, their mother, and their fathers, whoever has diabetes, take them by the hand, go outside, take them for a walk. And not only does it help diabetes? But, you know, you start beginning to communicate with your family again. You bring your family back together. You know, then you talked about your concerns with each other. And then, you know, it even goes into the gang violence, the suicide, you know, the alcoholism and drug addiction that plagues all the reservations, you know, the oppression and all that. You know, it'll do wonders. Exercise even opens, you know, your outlook on life. It helps that. So it's very good what we're trying to say, what we're trying to do, being examples, you know, being on the road, running, walking, and eating good food and, you know, telling kids about all these good things. And along the way, we've changed a lot of lives. A lot of people, I mean, we get texts and emails and people calling us and say, I'm glad you really came. You really changed my life. They thought, you know, we're just a small group of people. They didn't realize what we were doing.
Right.
They just heard about us longest while, you know. But when we talked to them and let them know what's going on and why we're doing this, and then, you know, opens up their mind and say, wow, this is serious. But it had to take a group of people, you know, like Southern Route, Northern Route, and able to, you know, like, you know, get these people to begin to think, you know, and motivate them, inspire them. And you know, we all can do that. All of us are capable of doing it.
Well, I just want to share with you that you motivated and inspired me. I refuse to allow myself to be diagnosed as diabetic. I've been an online student for 3 years now. And I was a lot more fit before I started, and the stress of being a single parent, needing to work full time, needing to budget and you know, buy the inexpensive foods that go farther, make you feel more full, are your higher starches product food, and of course sitting for the hours and hours it takes to do the online study to achieve my degree. I've become very sedentary. So the one thing that you all have done for me is do what it takes. Do what it takes. I've felt my body go from feeling good to not feeling great at all. And it's like, I'm not a person who gives up and goes to a doctor. It's like, no, I can do this. I don't know if I'm diabetic or pre-diabetic. I don't know any of that. But I'm not going to let myself get there. So just following the story of your walk coming from west to east has inspired me to, even if it's just get out and walk once a week, that's more than I've done in 3 years. So it's just changing the diet, eating smaller, eating the salads, purchasing the salads versus purchasing the starch, changing. It's, you know, it's a slow progress, it's a hard progress, but cutting out fast foods, cutting out sodas, that's the difference I've been making, that you all have helped me consciously make in my life, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm glad to hear that. You know, that's exactly what you said keeps us going. When we went to go talk to the kids and to the elders, you know, just the responses from them, you know, that kept us going. The community fed us, community place, you know, found a place for us to stay. But also the community gave us energy back to keep going.
Yeah.
They gave us the fire to keep rolling. I mean, if it wasn't for them giving us feedback and knowing that we're making a difference, we kept going. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, it brings tears to your eyes, and you know, just to see smiling faces, the kids and the elders. I mean, then we know we're doing the right thing. We know we're getting the message across. And one of the things that we also did was we try not to like make people change overnight. You know, we're not, you know, gods or, you know, we're not trying, you know, like gurus or anything, trying to change people overnight, because it took me a while. You know, I was in denial for a long time too, myself. And I didn't want to, you know, I didn't even understand what diabetes was. You know, I said, oh yeah, I'm going to go work out. It's not just working out, you got to eat right.
Yes.
And also, it's also your spirituality, you know, praying and stuff. And you know, going to the sweat lodge, purifying out the poisons, you know, all the poison that we put in our body needs to come out somewhere. So it's kind of like you got to make a whole human being, you know, then your social life is going to be good. So it kind of feeds everything. That's the beauty of it, is that, you know, if you think holistically about this, your food, the earth, the Father Sky, you're going back to your tribal ways and eating your traditional foods and going out hunting, you know, getting that fresh deer, you know, if you're you know, meat eater, you know, like us native, we eat a lot of meat, you know, and, you know, we go out and hunt, you know, going back to that, it even gives you exercise, we're just walking up there, and we also try to be careful not to, like, you know, tell people, you know, shoving it down people's throat, because it took a while for me to change.
And
you know, I started, you know, quitting the soda here and started going to diet soda. Then I found out diet soda was bad for you. And then, you know, I started drinking water, like Orlando said, the water is the best thing it is. So even the waters, some of them are bad now, you know, like contamination, the acid rain and all that, that's a whole different story. But you know, we try to, like, to make sure that, you know, that small steps are good. Just start small. You know, maybe just walk 1 mile one day.
That's it.
And then the next day, take a break, walk another mile the next day. Maybe, you know, take your dog out for a walk, take your kids out for a walk, talk to them and get, you know, close again.
Right.
You know, like the boarding schools, man. It separated a lot of people, man. I'm a boarding school person myself, and it separated me from my brother and my sister.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't until I, you know, sobered up 9 years ago. You know, I don't do drugs and I don't drink anymore. And that's what it took me, you know, before I knew I was a diabetic, you know. And I kind of stayed in denial for a long time until I really began to, you know, knew that I had to get healthy. And the boarding schools kind of separated us, and I started, like, a family union, going back home and bringing my brother and sister and my younger brother and sister and my family into the community. I had to go back and give back to my community. And, you know, just all the dysfunction stuff that's going on the res, you know, it's a big deal for people like me, you know, to quit drinking. And that's one of the biggest thing too, is that you get sugar off that alcohol.
Yes.
And once you get rid of that and you go back to the sweat and purifying yourself, and then, like I was talking about the social life, then you go back home, you know, and you make amends, and, you know, you go visit your mom and your dad, and then you start trying to, like, rebuild your family structure, rebuild that payoshpe is what the, you know, in Navajo, you know, we that's one of the biggest things is your family. Being on this route, you know, I got my kids back. And kids are, you know, after quitting drinking, you know, I got my kids back. And so this is a big deal for me, just being a diabetic, you know, I mean, being on the longest walk and doing the reversing of diabetes. That's not only about diabetes, but also affects me as a whole person also. You know, there's a lot of other, you know, things in my life, being a human being, it's like that affects everything, my social, spirituality, my physical, my mental, and affects everything as a whole person. So all these things has been a really good blessing, you know, in my life now that, you know, I'm where I'm at, being on this route and seeing all these beautiful people. Native people were unique people, were beautiful people.
Very.
And that's not us down here on the street, you know. And, you know, like a lot of our brothers and sisters are still there. But, you know, they're going to have their time, they're going to come back out, you know, come back and you know, make a difference too. So
if one person has made it back, made it out, you know that there's room for more.
Oh yeah.
So they can definitely, everybody can make it back. And you bring up some really other very strong topics that could be talked about and would take up many other shows. You know, and someday, who knows, maybe we'll have a chance to have that time to talk about those other issues. How has it been for you walking all this distance as far as for you, for your health? I mean, has there weight loss? Have you been able to check in on your sugar level? Is that all?
Well, when I was diagnosed as a diabetic, the pharmaceutical company and, you know, the doctors and, you know, they, you know, they're like giving me medication, try this and try this and try that. And, you know, I was like, man, some days I was like feeling kind of, you know, sick or something. And finally I went back in and said, man, these things are like, I don't know, man. I said, well, take half. Okay. And started breaking them in half, my medication. And then, you know, it was still kind of doing the same thing a little bit. Then when I got on the walk, I stopped, you know, and stopped taking it, you know, because... And I checked my sugar level, and without the medication, I'm still like the same way I was. It doesn't go up and down. It just kind of stays level most of the time, because I think some of that medication kind of like brings my sugar level down.
Okay.
But if I'm, when I'm not taking it, you know, if I'm just walking after I eat, you know, right after breakfast, you know, we usually hit the road, you know, and start running and or walking. And, you know, all that brings it down. So it's all it is. It's just like... eating some good food. After you eat, go walk.
Right.
And that, you know, it'll help your, you know, your sugar level. And that's all it really is this positive message of eating right and exercise. And it is true. It'll work, man. I mean, you don't need, you know, like spend millions of dollars on medication. You can just walk, eat right and walk. Eat a lot of vegetables. And you're going to be all right, man.
That sounds awesome. And now you bring up a good point about walking and running. You actually, because your group was so small, it's my understanding that there are runners and then there are walkers, correct?
Yeah.
But in your small group, pretty much you both had to do both?
Yeah. We did this thing called a crow hop. It's kind of like a relay, but it's more, not, you don't wait for the, you know, the person to catch up to you, give you a baton.
Right.
We just kind of like drop everybody off, like 5 miles, whatever they want to walk, and they all start walking, and another vehicle comes, scoop them up, you know, then mm-hmm. goes around in front of the other vehicle, and then the other vehicle is just parked right there, and then they drops them all off, and then parks up front again, and we just keep rotating back and forth like that, and we just run. I mean, we had to, like, catch up to our schedule. Some days, you know, we fell behind schedule, but then one of the things that we keep praying for was the young people, you know, the young people with their energy, and they came out.
They came
like
out.
10 years old to, like, 18-year-old kids, yeah, they came out, and they, over in, in Montana, man, these little kid, one guy, little kid was 10 years old. Man, he could run. I mean, he just had, I mean, I don't know where the energy came from. I thought he was going to, you know, get tired, but he just kept going and going and going, and then afterwards, he'd play. You know, it's like, some of our kids are like that, man, and they're very healthy, you know, and fortunately, some of them, you know, they don't have diabetes. But then also, we'd also know that this one kid in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
His mom had to really watch what he ate, and he had to shoot him, you know, up with himself with insulin.
Right.
And it was very sad to see, man. I sat there, and he was only allowed to eat like probably like a handful of potato chips, and the sandwich, you know, they couldn't give him like white bread. He had to eat wheat bread.
Right.
And they had to monitor every night. I was talking to her and said, so how does he goes, well, yeah, we have to take care of him all the time, every day. And at the same time, we're at that house. There was someone died of diabetes, was awake where we're at. And this person died of diabetes. And you can't die from it.
Yes.
So that's why it's very important that we take care of ourselves. And, you know, it's that's why we're on this walk. We just didn't do this just to go on vacation.
No.
We've sacrificed 5 months of our life, our bodies, you know, our energy, our mind, you know, our social life. We dedicated ourselves and we said we're going to do this. It was hard. It was very hard. The hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I've done some pretty hard stuff, but this is the hardest thing I've ever done. But through prayer, every day, you know, wake up and appreciate the sun coming up. Mm-hmm. And at night, you know, going to bed and still appreciating, you know, that you're still alive. And, you know, that's just the way this spiritual walk and run is. You have to do that. You have to constantly be in prayer in order to survive this walk, or else, you know, your mind's going to wander into other things you don't want to be part of. So,
awesome. Well, thank you very much for sharing all that. And thank you for organizing the Northern Route, for being on the Northern Route. And I appreciate your journey here to share this awareness with the general public here in Richmond and whoever is streaming in around the world. So again, thank you for your efforts very much and for sharing the word.
Thank you, and thank all the communities that are out there that helped us and support us. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. It was the community that fed us, that gave us a place to stay, that gave us gas money. And I want to say thank you to those people that are out there that really helped us out.
All right. Let's do our little legal business that we have to do. With Virginia's severe summer heat and humidity, staying cool isn't a luxury, but a health and safety issue. From now through Monday, August 15th, the Commonwealth's 120 local departments of social services are accepting applications for cooling assistance to help residents in need purchase, repair, or operate fans and air conditioning. Assistance may be available to households with small children, senior citizens, and persons with disability. To learn more, you can visit dss.virginia.gov or call your local Department of Social Services in Richmond at 804-646-7212. All right, you're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org. And I'm Tall Feathers. Intertribal typically is, by week to week, a music show where it's Native American artists, music from tradition to contemporary. Well, some major event is taking place. A major event's been taking place since February 14th, 2011, and it's going to culminate in D.C. So I have the D.C. organizer, Evans Craig, with me. And let's turn the mic a little bit that way. Welcome aboard, and thank you for bringing everybody to Richmond.
Thanks for welcoming me back.
Yeah, really, you were here in 2008.
And I was interviewed, 2 months ago?
Yes.
Right before Labor Day.
Yes, yeah,
Labor
you
Day
called
weekend.
In, that's
or
correct.
Memorial Day weekend.
Correct.
So the Walkers, the North-South and the North and the South route have both arrived in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the week, the Northern route was brought in to a welcoming ceremony in Winchester by the Shawnee Nation. And this morning, the other five chiefs of Virginia and D.C. are going to welcome in the Southern route.
Awesome.
In Emporia this morning. And at that time, we brought all of the walkers down from the North route to join up with the South route so that all of them can walk into D.C. all together.
Awesome.
So this week, they are starting this morning with their welcoming ceremony from Virginia and D.C., and then they go over to the Indian Pines, run by the American Indian Society of D.C., and they will be there at Indian Pines Campground for the weekend, where they have, for the 4th of July mm-hmm. weekend, where they have all sorts of activities, dances, and things going on. They'll be fed there. And then after that, they are being brought over to the Diabetes Summit. And the Diabetes Summit, we have lots of activities going on all through that from July 5th through July 7th. Starting with every day, they have opening ceremonies by the elders and the drums. They have closing ceremonies at the end of the day
uh-huh.
from around 5 o'clock. And then every day at the afterwards, they have Native fun and entertainment. So we'll have different types of things going on, such as plays, screenings, and entertainers, Native entertainers, all of
awesome.
That going on every night for those 3 nights. During the day, we will have an opening ceremony or an opening speaker. The first day, of course, is Dennis Banks. The second day is Orlando and Christopher. And then the third day, we have Danny Tucker, who is the sponsor of the summit. And Danny Tucker is the chairman of Sequan, the Sequan band of the Kumeyaay Nation in Southern California.
Oh, okay.
And so, and also we're opening up the whole conference with the screening of Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. So that is one way of mm-hmm. being able to reverse diabetes completely. So within 30 days, they using raw foods and everything and a diet and all of that stuff and exercise, they had a group of people that were able to be, they went in as type 1 and type 2
no
diabetics
uh-huh.
and they came out diabetes free. And so
wow.
we're doing that, and then we have different types of panels and things that are showing how to do it that day. Okay, the next day we have the big thing is that we're going to be having the Northern Route groups that Christopher met along the way and mm-hmm. everything, and they'll be Skyping in, they'll be coming in, they'll be doing all the things and showing the different things that they did. And so with those groups, they'll be showing what it is that they do today, how it is that these were, how it is that this has affected them by the mm-hmm. walkers going through, and then how they can help with the tribes and all of the other groups that are there. Same thing with the next day with the southern route. And so all of their groups are going to be doing the same thing.
Right.
And so and then at the end of that, we have summaries, and that's where we bring on all of our information so that we have something when we go walking into D.C. So the day that we walk into D.C. is the 8th.
It's okay. The 8th. That's mm-hmm.
Friday the 8th, okay. So we have a staging area early in the morning that's outside of the Memorial Bridge, where they're going to be walking across the Potomac River and into the National Mall. So they'll go right past the Lincoln Memorial up mm-hmm. to the Washington Monument, and then they'll have an opening ceremony there. And then we'll walk up to the Lafayette Park, which is right in front of the White House, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a water ceremony where we'll be mixing the waters from all of the different nations together, and it's a healing ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll walk back around, and then we'll go up the mall to where we had the powwow last year, and up there we will have the diabetes talks in summary so that we can introduce everything that we've learned over this to the group there.
Wow. So you've got
and
a
then
lot
over
going
the weekend, over the weekend, the walkers are going to be attending the Baltimore powwow, which is going on up there at the same time on the 9th and 10th. And so they'll be going in with the grand entry uh-huh. on both days. They'll have blanket dances and then also a fundraising booth there during it. So all during the whole thing, it's all about the walkers and what they stood for. And they stood for reversing diabetes, and that's what all of us are doing all of this for.
And it's much appreciated. I'm assuming you did hear what I was sharing with Christopher towards the end of our conversation about just the impact you're making in my life on... No, I've never been diagnosed, but I'm not going to let myself get diagnosed because I know... my mother had high blood pressure and those kinds of things, and it just, I don't want to see myself there. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, I've been...
And that's the word that we've been finding out, is that a lot of people didn't even know that you could reverse it.
Yeah.
They were going like, why do I need to watch my diet?
Right.
I mean, like, I'm taking the drugs the doctor gave me. I don't have to watch my diet. I'm taking the drugs they gave us.
Well, that's why you're taking the drugs.
Well, because they're not doing anything.
Right.
And all the drugs do is it just numbs your body so that you don't feel those things
right.
that are happening to your body.
Because when you called in, you shared about the trunk and the suitcases and all the drugs my word.
All the drugs that killed my dad
last
year.
Yeah.
And then with all my sisters having diabetes and them doing the same thing, they're saying, we don't need to do anything. We're taking the drugs. And so it's real personal for me to be able to do this and to be able to spread the word. Now even my sisters are going, I can't believe this is what you're doing. The ones that didn't want to talk about this,
right.
didn't want to talk about this at all, are coming back and saying, oh my gosh, you're right. We can reverse it. I didn't know you could.
And not many people do. Folks, that's the good news. You can reverse the effects of diabetes. You can remove diabetes from your life, from your own personal health, but you've got to get proactive. And it's taken, for the Native community, it's taken the Northern and Southern route to share the word. And when I look at Dennis's life and how he's been out front being the leader, promoting Native awareness, promoting return to the culture, return to your roots. And now he suffered, as he shared with us earlier, he suffered a heart attack and he was told the bad news of his diabetes, being diabetic. He just didn't sit back and put his feet up and say, okay. Mm-hmm. He fought back. I mean, that's been the story of his life.
The Native way is having a healthy life.
Right.
And it is eating traditional foods that are healthy. And the traditional way that we used to heal ourselves, our ancestors, what they did was they lived a healthy life.
Yes.
And so they didn't have to worry about diabetes. They didn't have to worry about any diseases. They didn't have medicines like this that you had to take all the time
right.
to numb yourself so that you would be able to get through your days. All of their medicines were something that would help you right then and there. all of their herbs and everything were something that kept you healthy so that you didn't end up with diseases. We didn't start getting diseases until other people brought them to us.
Right.
And so our native traditional way is to live a healthy life and is to be well already. And so that's what we're bringing back to it. And that's how you can reverse it. It's just, you know, going back to living healthy, living well.
And that's really a story, folks, that just doesn't touch the native people. It touches every person, that every human being. Diabetes hits everybody and can hit everybody, and it's the diet, it's the social structure that we have, and it's going to require a different attitude and a different mindset. But you start small. You don't have to start big. I mean, it's okay if you can. Great, go for it. Like you said, the 30 days of just doing raw.
Right.
And
I mean, if you want to start your body cleansing today.
Yes.
All you have to do, it's so simple, is when you wake up in the morning, drink a glass of water first. If you like to drink coffee, fill your coffee cup up with water and drink that. And then brew your cup, do whatever you need to. What you've done is you've cleansed out all that stuff that has been, mm-hmm. all the toxins and things that have been accumulating while you're sleeping. That flushes out, and all of a sudden your body is ready for the day. It's that simple.
It's that simple. Okay. And then periodically throughout the day, make sure you fill up more on water. Mm-hmm. So,
but I meant that's a kickstart.
That is definitely a kickstart. And it's one that I think each of us can do. You know, and it's just, and if you're not drinking bottled water and you don't trust your tap, get go to the grocery store, dig a little deeper in your wallet and get one of those little purifier pitchers that will, you know, help cleanse the water so it can be a healthy water that you drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Evans, when can the public join you in Leesburg at the summit?
It's open. Yes. They have to do is show up in the morning at the Best Western Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia, which is right by the Dulles International Airport.
Okay. Best Western Conference Center?
Yes.
Okay. And it starts on the 5th
It starts the 5th. In the morning is going to be registration and things. We mm-hmm. start the first screening that afternoon during the lunch.
Okay, definitely. I will try to get that posted before I leave the station, folks. So please visit WRAR.org for more information. And we're left with 20 minutes. So unless there's anything else...
No, I guess we need to go walk.
I think you need to go walk. All right. And I'm going to get back to playing some music. People, thank you ever so much for listening in. Evans Craig, thank you also. I've got 20 minutes to wrap things up, get the playlist posted, and, you know, whatever else needs to be done. And the British breakfast will be in the house. So let's get the music going. Make sure I'm on the right track, literally. All right, I think I know which one I'm going to start with. Enjoy right here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM. This is Intertribal. Thank you. Dennis, Evans Craig, Orlando, and Christopher make their way back to the group. That was the Longest Walkers. That was the last piece was Douglas Spotted Eagle with Red Storm Rising. And, or excuse me, no, that wasn't. That was Seneca Falls. sorry, just before that, Tony Duncan, Darren Yazzie, and Jeremy Dancing Bull with Stories of a People. Coming up next is my last one I'm going to play from Michael Butcher. It is called Sacred Ground. Pay attention to the lyrics, because that is Evans and Orlando and Christopher and Dennis Banks were talking about what was healthy and the natural medicines and what the native people had done for themselves. And, well, Michael wraps it up. Last time that the walkers came through, it was having to deal with sacred sites. This kind of leads, kind of blends the two together, because he mentions our medicine is true. So here we go, Michael Butcher, Sacred Ground, enjoy.
It's a place that we call sacred, a quiet, holy ground, a spirit sanctuary. You can feel the breath of God, and it's older than our memory. Heard our every word. A thousand years our church has stood, a thousand years returned to sacred ground. To say. Find a voice from their creator. It's in the wind, the sun, the sky, and grandfather gave it to us and shares it for all time. The ancient place where we have prayed, revealing the divine on sacred ground. On sacred ground. On sacred ground. How is it someone else decides? Our church is nothing more than a playground or a monument. We don't belong here anymore. Do we lay down and be silent in quiet disbelief? Last one standing, remember what it means on our sacred ground. On sacred ground. On sacred ground. When did sacred lose its meaning? And did I blink or turn my head? Our place is just as holy as four walls with stained glass. The miracle is healing. Our medicine is true. The vision's everlasting, and it's all we ever knew on our sacred. It's all sacred ground. It's all sacred ground. It's all sacred ground. Ground.
Well, that wraps it up for me. I'm going to start my closeout song, but the British Breakfast can obviously get that going. The last one was Yetanan for Pick Your Feet Up. That's going out to the Walkers. Of course, Sacred Ground with Michael Butcher, Seneca Falls with Douglas Spotted Eagle. Now All My Relations with You, Lolly. Enjoy.
Tuesday night. To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today. To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way. To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find. To those that turn away the so-called non-accepted. To those that bring us together. And to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people. To those that give up and those who do not care. To those who abuse themselves and others. And those who revive again. To those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth. To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own. To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead, to our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth, and her beauty we destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Drugs. He's dead.